up, everybody? Welcome to the Two Woke Nerds podcast. I am Raymond Summerlin, and I'm joined today, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Gerald Goodridge. What's up, G?
I'm not sure what's mythic or legendary about me, but I'll take it. That's the best introduction I've had in a long time. So thanks, Ray.
So how goes it, my friend? I know that Star Wars Celebration is this week. There will reportedly be something resembling a full-length trailer premiered. So I guess like on a scale of one to what would be, oh, Dan Marino finding the elixir of youth and coming out of retirement. How excited are you?
Depends on whether or not Marino pulls a Super Bowl out of coming out of retirement.
We both know that he wouldn't.
Yeah, for sure. No, I'm really excited. The thing that excites me the most is that they seem to be less secretive about this Star Wars, which is a good thing in my mind, because as much as I try to avoid spoilers as often as I can, which is my kind of modus operandi, but I walked into Force Awakens and I was like, I don't know anything that's going to happen in this movie in a bad way. You know what I mean? And so coming into Celebration, knowing that there's going to be some details, there's possibly going to be a trailer or a teaser, like that excites me just so I have an idea of what's happening, just because I'm such a huge Star Wars fan, and I love, part of my fandom is talking about, you know, and speculating. It's why we do this podcast. It's why we do those types of things. So yeah, seeing that there's going to be something resembling a trailer at Celebration, and knowing that nothing that's supposed to stay in that room will actually stay in that room, even if it's terrible quality on somebody's Android phone that they shot from the back corner, knowing that that's going to hit the internet at some point excites me, because we've kind of hit a lull. You know, Rogue One came out this last week on Blu-ray, and so that kind of had a slight bump in Star Wars excitement, but we're kind of hitting a lull, which I didn't expect on this annual cycle. You know, we haven't seen anything from Episode 8 yet, other than the name. So by this point, I would assume that we'll get some sort of trailer. Super excited about that. There's some details coming out that could or could not be spoilery, depending on if you trust makingstarwars.net, which you probably should. They've broken a lot of big Star Wars stuff, but just details about, you know, Snoke and his look, not really who he is, but his look and feel, that he's very money-focused and regal and very exciting, which always, again, they've said he's not Darth Plagueis, but come on, Darth Plagueis was immune, and immune are all about the money and the status, so come on, guys, like, do more to whet my appetite on figuring out who he is. You know, we got some Laura Dern news that she's resistance, I almost called it a rebellion, basically, the new rebellion. She's a resistance general that may or may not be trying to steer it in a different direction, this fledgling group, now that they've had the Republic wiped out. You know, so I'm excited to see what news comes out of it. Instead of speculating over what Rey's hairstyle is going to be based on a toy box from a toy fair, like, I want some legitimate meaty news to process and talk about.
All right, well, first of all, this is going to be the year of Laura Dern.
Yeah.
Coming off of Big Little Lies. I'm kind of just hoping that she's going to just reprise her character from Big Little Lies. I feel like Renata Klein would be a useful asset in the resistance, so I'm looking forward to that. Snoke, when I've been reading this stuff about Snoke, he kind of reminds me, I'm pretty sure he's just the scammer aliens from Futurama.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure that that's just who he is. And this idea that you don't know what's going to happen in this movie is ridiculous, because I know you've seen Empire Strikes Back. And so obviously they have a snow scene. They are going to have a battle on a snow planet. You've seen this movie, so don't worry about spoiling this movie. You know exactly what's going to happen. I'm sure we'll talk about the Star Wars trailer. Like you said, it's going to leak next week. I'm sure we'll talk about it next week. But a big one just dropped in Thor Ragnarok. They called it a teaser. It did not look like a teaser to me. It looked like a full trailer to me.
It was 2 minutes.
It was a long trailer. So what do you think?
You know, like, it was better than I expected. I've always had a soft spot for the Thor films. You know, the original Thor is probably one of my favorites from phase one of the Marvel films, just because it was so different. And so it was Shakespearean. I mean, you had Kenneth Branagh directing, classically trained actor. So it couldn't help but be Shakespearean. So I loved the first Thor. I've always had a soft spot, even though, you know, the Dark World was pretty terrible. I enjoyed it, but it like I was blown away by what I saw in this trailer. Like the look and the feel is something completely different, while still being familiar.
Well, it's completely different from Thor, but yeah. It was very much right out of the Guardians playbook. Like, I mean, this trailer could have been the whatever fourth trailer, whatever trailer we're on now for Guardians. I mean, the music, the tone, the action sequences, the jokes. Like whenever Gunn came out, what was it, 3 weeks ago and said, yeah, this Ragnarok trailer is going to be great. Yeah, he thought that because I think they basically just copied what he did. And so
cut it probably?
Yeah, he probably cut it. Like it was a Guardians trailer, but to be clear here, I am perfectly okay with. That is nothing but a good thing. But it was really funny. Yeah, no, it was really funny that I go, oh, this is just another Guardians trailer is what it really is.
I mean, let's talk about the most successful trailers of the last, let's say, 5 years. I mean, you had Guardians of the Galaxy, which broke the internet. And then you had Suicide Squad, which was a Guardians trailer that broke the internet. Now you've got a second Guardians trailer that also broke the internet. It's like they're doing something well. Like that's the way to do a trailer, because it's fun and it shows you the tone of the movie. And again, we talked about this on our last show with the Spider-Man Homecoming trailer. Like they showed you enough of the story beats that you know what's going on. But I now have more questions than I have answers. Like, how does Hela break Mjolnir? Like, that's the first thing that you see. It's like, holy crap. Like, she breaks Mjolnir with her bare hands. Like, what the heck? How is Loki and Jeff Goldblum's character, how are they connected? How do they get hooked up? Like, so many questions. Like, which side is Loki playing? Is he playing both sides? Is he just playing his own side? Like, I have so many more questions than I have answers, which is what a good trailer does.
Yeah, and I think that this is different than the Homecoming trailer in that everything we're seeing here is from very early in the movie. That's pretty clear. And so we're not really diving into what the conflict's going to be and where we're going to go. Obviously Kate Blanchett and Hela, that's going to be the conflict. But I kind of like that part. I'm also excited we got to see Kate Blanchett. She looks great in this role. You know, mm-hmm. I love Kate Blanchett as an actor. I'm excited we got to see her as an actress for many reasons, not least of which is her as Katharine Hepburn and the Aviator, which is still one of my favorite voices. Oh, Howad. It's one of my favorite voices to do.
She's so good.
It's perfect. But all knees and elbows, Howad. But she but she clearly missed her calling as a 90s lead singer of a grunge band. Like she would have been a great lead singer for Garbage. No doubt in my mind. Like that whole black thing she's got going, it's perfect. She looks excellent. I was really excited to see that.
Yeah, she looks like the person that the girls from The Craft in '99 would have been praying to.
Yeah. No, like, yeah, her and Neve Campbell would have fitted really, really well together.
Sure. But the thing I love is that they gave you a look at both of her looks in this film. They gave you the traditional, like, big, weird headdress situation that she has going on. And then her, like, toned down, more, it's hard to say down to earth. Because nothing on this is very little of this is going to take place on Earth, but you know what I mean, like the less comic booky look that she has. But the thing I love about this trailer is that like you watch it and you go, holy crap! Like the power that she's showing, like she's taking on the whole Asgardian army and wipes it out. Like holy Moses! Like what's going on there? The other thing, and this is anybody who's listened to the pod knows where this is going to go. You got a shot of Scourge looking like a BA. And so any Carl Urban in my book is good Carl Urban. So we got a shot of Scourge looking awesome with a huge gun. Like, I think that's the thing that I'm really excited about is this director. I always say his name, Taika Waititi is, I think, how I'm going to go with. I doubted what his action sequences were going to look like. And they look big and bombastic and kind of what a Thor movie in this vein should be. So I'm excited. And again, the sense of humor is there that you knew was going to be there. If you've ever seen any of his other films, The Hunt for the Wilder People or What We Do in the Shadows. If you haven't seen those early, don't sleep on it. Watch both of those. They're fantastic. But that last scene that they close on, he's a friend from work.
Yeah. a friend from work is the most hilarious way to describe their relationship. That is a fantastic line.
Well, that's the beautiful, like, that's the thing I love about this director, Taika Waititi or however, whatever, is he has this amazing way to make like ridiculous things feel like banal and everyday. Like if you watch What We Do in the Shadows, it's a mockumentary about the everyday lives of vampires, and it's just it's hilarious. And so they have like these crazy grotesque like ultra violent scenes of vampire death and destruction, and it's hilarious. He's the one that directed kind of the What Thor Was Doing During Civil War trailers or teasers or whatever you want to call them. So the sense of humor is going to be there, and that's what makes these movies great, is like that heart and that ability to we're gonna have these big bombastic action scenes, but I also want to have some scenes where I can laugh and have a good time and be not taken away from or taken out of, but just supplement the action.
That's just got me thinking, I have to watch this now, because that's just got me thinking, like, there'd have been a great scene in Underworld of, like, the Sunday morning after their rave at that big house, and, like, just, like, a couple vampires are walking around having to clean up and, like, are super upset by what's going on. that'd be fun. So, yes, I'll be watching that. I also didn't know that it was possible, but short hair don't care, Thor. He's looking good, my friend. That is an attractive look. I'm a little jealous of what's going on there. And by the way, I'm just gonna show my wife that one scene with him with the short hair putting the helmet on, and she's gonna be in. She's like, yeah, we'll go watch this. Opening night, sure. We'll go watch this for sure.
Yeah, I mean, is it possible for that Hemsworth to look bad? The answer is no. Well, the jury's still out on Liam. I haven't seen him do anything other than his
shots at Liam. Come on now. What, isn't there another Hemsworthian?
There's a third Hemsworth. Hemsworth the Lesser. I don't know what he does. I feel like he's the third Manning brother, who he could possibly be the most talented of the three, but no one will ever know. I love Cooper Manning. Don't get me wrong.
First of all, his name's not Cooper. His name is Cooper. And yes, Cooper is fantastic. Did you see that suit he was rocking at the Super Bowl? Yeah,
it looked real good.
I'm all about Cooper.
Oh yeah.
So I think that's about it with Ragnarok. I think we both agree it was a very good trailer.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward. It's going to be a big year for we're getting right into the heart of it. Pretty much in the next month. So I'm certainly looking forward to it. All right, let's get to my favorite segment, Gerald's favorite segment. Everybody's grandmother's favorite segment, apparently.
Accurate.
I've still not figured that one out, but we'll continue to go with it. And that's Don't Sleep. What do you got?
Well, first off, I'm offended that you don't believe that it's everybody's grandmother's favorite segment.
I'm just deeply confused by why grandmothers in particular are interested in this segment.
Because you can trust granny's judgment. No, you probably can't, actually. So my Don't Sleep, you talked about Star Wars Celebration earlier, and that's really like Celebration has changed recently, not recently, but in the last probably 5 or 6 years based upon, Disney buying Lucasfilm. And so, you know, there were a lot of casualties, for lack of a better term, when that purchase happened. You know, you had Clone Wars got canceled, much to the chagrin of anybody that had watched the show, including me. You had a lot of games that got canceled, and you had a long-running RPG series, like a pen and paper tabletop RPG series, get canceled. And they wanted to do their own thing. And one of the things that came out of that is the replacement for the Star Wars role-playing game. It was the D20 system. Anybody that's listening to the show may or may not have experience with tabletop role-playing. So it was a D20 system, and they started their own thing. And my wife and I have picked it up. You know, we have a couple that we play tabletop games with from church, and it is super fun. And the thing I like about it the most is that it is really, really beginner friendly. The Star Wars role playing system from Fantasy Flight Games. They have three different lines. They have Edge of the Empire, which is more of your smugglers and your bounty hunters. You have Age of Rebellion, which is going to be, you know, your rebels and your Imperials. And then they have Force and Destiny, which are going to be, your Jedi and your Sith and that whole deal. And one of the things I love about it is that these three lines have independent mechanics and independent things that they're doing, but they all work really well together. So I can have a bounty hunter over on one side that's on the same ship as a Force-sensitive person who may not be quite a Jedi yet. But the thing I really love about it, I was going to get to this, is that it's really beginner-friendly. And so it's not like you have to know these like really complicated Dungeons and Dragons. I need to do a dexterity check and blah, blah, blah. They've came up with their own dice system. And yeah, it's a way for them to sell some dice. But If it wasn't a good system, I wouldn't be, if it wasn't a good system, I'd be mad about it. But it is, because the cool thing about it is it's not just a, I failed my whatever dexterity check or whatever that may be, but the dice are designed to be narrative. So you can like successfully complete an action, but then have positive outcomes from it. So it's like, oh, I failed to make this jump, but I found this other passage, or like it gets really cool, and you can layer these things on top of each other. And so it allows you to tell a story. And that's one of the cool things is coming out of this, is that the ability for you to tell your own story in the Star Wars universe is so cool and so expansive. And so if you are into tabletop role-playing games, you've been thinking about trying to do a Star Wars campaign, Fantasy Flight Games, FFG, as they're commonly called in the scene, air quotes, do some really cool beginner boxes that have like pre-made characters and a dice set. It's a really good way to get involved. So if you're into tabletop role-playing games, if you haven't played the new Fantasy Flight Games Star Wars role-playing system, I would recommend it. And that is my Don't Sleep.
Wow. That was, you're taking the nerd part of this very seriously lately.
Somebody's got to carry the torch. We alternate.
What was the Guardians of the Multiverse? Was that the one a couple weeks ago or 3 or 4 weeks?
Sentinels of the Multiverse. Man. That one is real fun. You just need to come to Oklahoma. We'll play some nerdy stuff.
Man, taking it all the way. Mine is not quite on that level. Mine is the No Huddle app, which is something that I've used for several years to watch game film, actually, of my real life job of watching football. But I've recently kind of realized that it is a great remote for YouTube. So it's an app you could download onto your phone or tablet or whatever. It has an extension for Chrome, I know, and I use Chrome, everybody should. And so what's awesome about it is it's a lot of times I cast right from Chrome. And so from Chrome, I cast the TV. I'm watching YouTube on the TV. I want to have a remote. It's a great remote for using that. And it's something I've just started using, you know, very recently. In the last 3 weeks, I figured out, oh, this is a great remote. You can rewind 5 seconds, fast forward 5 seconds. You can slow play. It's just a great little app. If you're not into watching film, watching football, you probably never heard of it before. It's free. The extension is free. If you're doing those things, it's great for that. But even if you're just watching, you know, videos on YouTube and you want a remote, it's great for it. And so I very much recommend it. It's funny, I for some reason my brain didn't put the two together that, oh yeah, you can use this to watch cat videos too. And lately I've been using it to watch cat videos. So there you go.
Or Marvel trailers, you know, those are on YouTube as well.
Or Marvel trailers, or 8 out of 10 cats does countdown, you know, whatever. Whatever you want to watch. All right, that's it for us. Thank you for listening. If you like what you hear, please rate and review. That helps us. We're on Twitter at Two Woke Nerds. Please follow us there. I'm on Twitter at RM Summerlin. He's on Twitter at GH Goodridge. And until next time, stay woke.
Gotta stay woke.